Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, relax. Oldies rule forever.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you all to OG Sundays on the G-Lu Show, hosted by G-Lu and Big Flossy. G-Hank, what up, baby? Let's go dipping. Yeah. I'd like to welcome everybody to the G-Lu Show. OG Sundays, OG Flow. This is what I know and what I do every Sunday night on Blog Talk. Homie, show your grind. We got the oldies for your ass, future, present, and past. The mother stations we pass, we in a whole nother class. We got Flossy the boss, we got OG Hank, we got Big G-Lu, we bounce, rock, and skate. OG Sundays, the G-Lu Show. Big Floss and G-Lu, OG Hank in the back, Blog Talk Radio, where they doing it at, that bar, OG, 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 Sundays, let's take that ride, baby.
Check, check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to OG Sundays, fabulous lowrider oldies. I am G-Lu, your maestro for the evening. I will be joined by my beautiful co-host, first and foremost, Queen Jean, Nubian 6 Trey. Stay out of her way. Is here. Also, Big Hanks of the Gangster will be pulling up in a few minutes. But and I have a special surprise I want to introduce to you all as well. Before I do that, let me give a shout-out to our sponsors. First and foremost, BTP Media Group, our day one family out of the Bay Area. Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate. Follow the movement on IG and all platforms. BTP Media Group, controlling all media formats across the globe. Check them out. Also, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism. That is Tweed Cadillac, baby. Every Thursday night, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. You can check out the homie Tweed Cadillac doing what he does best. Also, D.D. Harrison, the author, publisher, producer. Check her out. Follow her on IG as well. Also, Street Level Clothing, OG Golf Hat, StreetLevelClothing.com. Or get my homeboy, Poppin' Pierre. Also, the GLukeShow.com, the official website for the G-Luke Show. Go there. Check out all previous Blog Talk episodes, all the music, all apparel, shirts, unisex apparel. Queen Jean. Also, our G-Lu Show YouTube channel. Don't forget about that. Tap in with us on the YouTube. Subscribe and like. That being said, let me bring in Queen Jean because she is here, y'all. Nubian Queen 63 live in the on the premises. Queen Jean, good evening.
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening, G-Lu. How are you?
Doing great. Fabulous.
Hey, I like that 6 Trey. Stay out the way. That was pretty dope.
Yes.
So check out G-Lu. Good evening to everyone joining in on this beautiful, cold, wet in some areas Sunday, but a blessing to be here regardless. So good evening to everyone. Yeah, I'm excited about the surprise and what we got going on and all that good stuff, you know. How are you? You doing good?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I ain't going to do no complaining. I'm good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just ready to get this show rocking and rolling, right? You want to keep the
people
in suspense too long.
Right. So let's go ahead and give it up. You want to tell them or you want me to tell them?
Oh, no, no, no. Let's let the producer do this.
Okay, well. Well, check it out. As you know, first and foremost, as you know, we've been, me and Queen been doing our thing lately. We had a few things with a couple other hosts, hiatus, I guess what you call it, for a while or whatever. So
We've been rocking and rolling, and we just doing our thing. But I wanted to add another addition to the show again, you know, to add some more flavor. I thought, I really wouldn't have if it wouldn't have been this person. I don't think we would have had another guest or host. But I think she's well deserving of the title because all the work she's been putting in, doing her thing on other shows that we have and other family members as well. You know what I mean? So I thought it was only right just to bring her on to the show on Sunday, just add a little flavor to the Sunday thing and see what she can do or bring, you know what I mean, from her perspective. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring in our new co-host on Sundays that will be joining us on Sunday nights as well. You already know. Some people already know, but some don't. But we're going to bring in Miss Cousin Marcy, y'all.
Sound the alarm. Happy Sunday. Thank you, fam, so much. Thank you, G-Lu. Thank you, Queen Cousin. It's almost like I could hear the anticipation in your voice, but, you know, sweaty palms over here. I'm just cheesing from ear to ear. I'm thankful for the opportunity. It's been so much fun, you know, helping out wherever I can with the G-Lu produced shows and everything, going from calling to enjoying, you know, the platforms to actually being here with you all just to lend whatever I can in any knowledge, jokes. I'm just here to make the people smile. So thank you both for having me and Hank when he gets here. I'm really appreciative of that.
Yes, yes. We're appreciative too, Cousin Marcy, and we're glad you're here with us. You know what I mean? So it should be a fun ride, you know? So strap up, buckle in, because, you know, like sometimes we'd be driving drunk and stuff. I'd be a little faded, so I may be driving. So just buckle up. Just put your seatbelt on. Nah. You know it's all,
yeah,
love.
And on another note, I'm just so proud. I was telling my cousin that before when we were on the Wednesday, on the Friday show, I was just like, I'm just so thankful to be able to do this with her. So it's really just melting my heart right now. I'm going to get it together. I got my coffee, so watch out, y'all. But I'm going to be here and not be square, but I'm just so thankful to be here with you, cousin. So I love you on the air, and I love you everywhere. Berkeley Queens, okay?
Show you right, cousin. It's really a pleasure to have you here with us on Sunday. You know, Friday is our show that we do our thing, and now we got you here on Sunday. So with you being an amazing connoisseur of music as well, so maybe we can link up and do this playlist together and other things we can link up and talk about other things that we can bring to the show on Sunday as well. But it definitely is a pleasure. And, cousin by blood, not just cousin to be saying it.
That's
like,
it. Right.
Well, it's the real cousin Marcy.
Okay. It's the real deal.
Yeah. It's
right.
The real cousin Marcy. Not the C-U-Z-Z-I-N, the one y'all get. I got the C-O-U-S-I-N.
Or is it the buzzing? Or is it
the
buzzing? Is it the buzzing?
No,
Marcy, a relative? That's my relative. That's my relative, Marcy.
That's my rally.
Nah.
You know, the K. Nah. We'll take the C. Take the
you know
C,
she's from
Pacoima. The K-U. Yeah.
I was just talking shit.
But I know, right? I know, long lost Bohemian cousin.
It's a blessing,
all
cousin.
Good. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so I wanted to dedicate the song to my cousin and also us, the G-Lu family, whatever you can bring it up, G-Lu. And that's by Sly and the Family Stone. It's a family affair. You thought I was real mushy on you, didn't you, cousin?
You know, that's what I named the show.
Fantastic.
That's
voice.
What I named the show, too, if you look
you
in the link.
Voice.
That's what I named the show, Family Affair.
Absolutely, and that's why it shows that it was between that one or Maze, but I said, it's OG, so let's go with Sly and the Family Stone. You know what I'm saying? It's a family affair.
It's a family affair for those 49er fans, right?
Ooh,
you know I'm coming with the
Niners. I ain't no Niners fan, but I bet with their ass today. So. Yep.
They got their W. So did the Bengals. So they got watching the football.
Okay, they got their win. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, because when the last time I looked, I was like, ooh, it looked like it was 13 to something with the Cowboys. But, you know, at least they got a little further than our team. And congratulations to the winning
team. We not no haters. We don't hate. We congratulate. We don't hate. Whatever, my girl threw it on
half our performance. I want money on both teams today, so I'm cool on both of them. Good win today, Bengals and 49ers. Yeah, yeah.
See, they're going to be expecting you to have a little Super Bowl gathering. You know, it's going to be a lot of those going around. It's going to be, let's see who can outdo who with the Super Bowl gatherings. No, not you, King. But, you know, people are going to be doing that.
I'll be gathered right here with y'all.
Right, in the right place.
That's
to
what
be,
I was
going to
say.
Like,
we should do a Super Bowl show. Right.
Yeah,
we're
going to kick it off.
They, yeah, they just get very excited, you know. But to be honest, I used to attend some Super Bowl things, you know, at people's homes. But I don't know about now. They're so wishy-washy. You got to be careful about the homes that you step
into. Would you watch it?
The backyard boogies, I should say. Not the inside homes, but the backyard boogies.
Right.
What I was.
Would you watch it when Janet had it? Were any of you watching that when Janet had her snafu with Justin?
Oh yeah, I
remember
that. Did you see it, G Lou?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, what the sad thing behind that was, that how she got blackballed behind that. You know, that was just sad. But man, Janet is on tour now. You feel me? And she is doing the damn thing. So. What have we done for you lately? Yeah. She back on top.
Shout out to Janet Jackson.
That little, absolutely. Sure. That little showed a, you know, nothing new. But they made a big-ass deal about that. So, yeah, I was
hey, hold on.
Again,
hey, hold up, y'all. Let me hold up. Somebody at the front door. Let me bring the homie up in here. He just pulled up.
You already know,
man.
Yeah. What's cracking with it,
the y'all?
What's up?
Hello, Big Hank.
What's happening?
He said, what's happening?
What's happening?
That's Cousin Marcy, man. She's going to be riding with us, man. That's Cousin Marcy going to be riding with us
Cousin
on Sundays,
Marcy.
Man.
Yeah, Cousin Marcy, what's the deal,
Yeah, I'm
man?
Over here setting the table. I'm
I'll
over here
you,
setting
man.
The table. We was waiting on
man,
you. We was
I'll,
waiting on you.
I see, man. I heard the voice, but I was like, wait a minute, hold up, man. That ain't who I thought might be over there. So, okay, well, good, man. Cousin Marcy up in the building, man, with Hanks of the Gangster, man. The Vicious Macalicious, a.k.a. the Crippling. I've been banging on these niggas ever since these niggas seen me.
These niggas seen
so, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, Ken. Let's do it, G-Lo.
Yeah, yeah. What's happening, Hank? You good?
Man, I'm super duper good, man. The Cowboys lost. I'm good.
Cowboys lost.
I was really
man.
Waiting for
yes,
Hank.
Sir.
I was waiting for Hank to pick up on that. That's what I was doing. That's why
come
I was
on,
making
man.
That noise.
I was too.
I was waiting for Hank to pick up on that. What's that, Hank? Hank, what's that?
Pick up on what?
Listen, just listen.
That's Queen Jane.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. Queen, I don't know, man. I got Cousin Marcy, Queen Jane. There's too many motherfuckers on here. I can't do it. I ain't gonna be able to do it.
But listen, Hank, I really need you to pay attention just for a second here. Now I need you to just pay attention. Just listen. This is all I'm gonna do.
Go. Oh, shit, the Cowboys, the fans, quiet as a motherfucker. Quiet as
no,
a motherfucker.
Okay.
I ain't heard it.
No, that's not
my bad.
It.
That's not what
it's
it is?
It's your comedy.
My bad.
It's your comedy. Your comedy.
Come on. I can't hear it now. I can't
hear
it.
Remember what you said on stage.
You said they be shushing. Y'all be shushing like a motherfucker. Y'all be shushing like a motherfucker.
No, man, shushing, man. You say shh, but we be up there. I be like, man, you got to shush it. Shush, be quiet. Shush it. Yeah, I got you. Shush.
Oh, well, that was shush just it. Like being quiet. Okay.
No,
but, yeah,
shush it. Shush it. Shush it.
Man,
shush it,
that was
yeah,
the, that was the funniest segment. That was the funniest
thank
segment.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. I love you for that, sis. I love you, man. I got you. Hey, you got that quiet fucking is different, man. The quiet fucking. It lasts a little longer, too, because you can stretch that motherfucker out. You be like, all right, don't come right now. Don't kiss it. Just don't do that shit. Don't do it right now. Don't do it right there. So you can stretch that motherfucker out a little while. You understand?
Hank gave a demonstration.
Yeah, you can't be going real fast with the heart.
Yeah.
You can't go real fast with the heart because you got to be quiet because the bed be squeaking, the headboard be hit. You can't do none of that shit on quiet fucking. Quiet fucking, you got to be real quiet. So.
That's what Hank is giving a demonstration. Like, look, I'm telling you, you got to be quiet. You just got to be quiet.
Hey, I know the people. Right. Some of the people was in there looking at you like you was crazy, because like that.
They was in there laughing like a motherfucker.
You
was
fool. You know when you was talking about that fucking. Hank, you a fool.
That boy. You know
what? Hey, it's good, bro. It's good to hear your voice. Yeah,
it's good to be
good
back.
To have
it's
you.
Good to be back on here, man. I love y'all, man. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir, man. Yes,
Happy
sir.
Happy
New
Year,
brother.
Happy New
Year. Happy New Year.
23 days
so you back,
into the New Year.
Comedy is back, Hank. Comedy is back for the New Year. We got some new comedy coming.
You know it, man. You know me, man. You know I'm gonna make it happen, man. I just put my foot out there. Just put my foot in the water and see what it do. And they still giggling, so I'm going, man. I'm finna go.
Right, right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the gangster,
yeah.
Y'all. Thanks for the gangster, y'all. G Lou Show, OG Sundays. We are back at it. Hanks is back. We got a new addition. Cousin Marcy is here.
Cousin Marcy.
We got Queen Jean with us. Yeah, that's Cousin Marcy, y'all. And Hanks of the Gangster is back with his comedy, y'all. Check him out. 2023. We'll be right back.
Oh, God, man, you got me up here, man. Nothing but God got me up here, man. Appreciate it. Hey, give it up for the DJ one time.
Yeah.
He had me going a minute ago. I was fucking Jesse Drill. Jesse Drill. Jesse Drill. Shit, around this motherfucker. And Whittier, man. Pisces, man. Give it up for yourself for coming out, man. Y'all could have been anywhere, man. Y'all could have been anywhere, man. Y'all out there fucking with us, man. And then I want to give it up for all the comedians, man, that's going to come up and do their thing, man. Give it up for them. And I want to give it up to the owner, man. The owner, her happy birthday, man. Give it up for the owner, man, one time. And then I got to give it up for my wife, man. My wife, man. That's my beautiful wife, man. She came home from work. Came home, took care of her 88-year-old mom in the house, made dinner for her and put her in the bed, and we had to get a mama sitter tonight. So that's how we got out, man. And her 88-year-old mom live with us now, so we gotta do when we be intimate, we gotta do the quiet fucking. See, they know what the quiet fucking is. And if you don't know what quiet fucking is this. When my wife get ready to come, I tell her to shush it. And then when I get ready to come, she tell me to shush it. So we just be up in that motherfucker, just fucking it. I know you ain't finna come right now. I know you ain't finna come. All right, shush it. I said shush it. She said, no, you shush it. I said, no, you shush it. I said, you shush it. I said, no, you shush it. We just be up in that motherfucker just shushing it. Just to shush it. No, you shush it. No, you shush it. I said, you shush it. No, you shush it. That's my baby, man. We be out there doing our thing, man. Speaking of fucking, man, I mean, back in the day, man, y'all remember back in the day when you had your first start getting your thing on, right? And you got your little breezy, she at the house with you. And then you got the lights down low. You got the music playing. Y'all sipping on a little something. Drinking on a little something. And so it's time for you to go down there and wet that motherfucker up, right? So you just dive in. So much lint and toilet paper down there. You're like, bitch, where the fuck you been keeping your pussy at? In your bottom of your purse? What the fuck?
Wow.
Nasty ass bitch, what the fuck wrong with you? Fucking shit all on my beard and everything. Hey, man, I'm not going to be up here fucking around long, man. I've got one or two more jokes, man. This COVID been fucking with everybody. The COVID fucked up the whole world, man. COVID had everybody fucked up. COVID shook up the whole world, man. It even got me all fucked up. Got me up here looking like my old ass Uncle Willie around this motherfucker. Hey, but COVID, now, this is a COVID-19 free event, ain't it?
Yeah.
Huh? Is it COVID-19 free event?
Yeah.
Well, where the security at then? Security? Are you the security tonight?
No, Carly,
you the security?
I'm security.
All right, when I walked in, there was a couple of motherfuckers out there coughing and sneezing. You got to get them motherfuckers out of here because they're trying to kill us. Yeah, get coughing cubs and sneezy loaf. They got to go. Yeah, they're trying to kill us. Coughing cubs and sneezy loaf got to get the fuck up out of here. I'm getting ready to get up out of here. But speaking of sneezing, because I know y'all grew up like I did, man. Like back in the day when a motherfucker sneezed around you, you know, you'd be, ha-choo, ha-choo. God bless you.
Yeah.
Gesundheit.
Yeah.
Let a motherfucker sneeze up here right now. See what the fuck happened. I bet you Gesundheit ain't going to be what the fuck come out your mouth. Hachu. Man, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Shit. Sneezing like you got it. You must got it. You sound like you got it. You must got the shit. You must got it. Hey, I'm getting ready to go, man. My homeboy fucked around and got the COVID, right? So he called me up. He said, hey, I got it. I said, you got what? He said, I got the COVID. I said, well, nigga, how you know you got the COVID? He said, man, I went down to Long Beach City College, took the test, and pop came back positive. I got the COVID. I said, shit, you got the COVID then. I said, well, what made you go down there? What happened? You had some symptoms? He said, yeah, man. I said, well, what kind of symptoms did you have? He said, well, at first, Hank, I was getting real, real sleepy. I said, sleepy? He said, yeah. I said, sleepy when? Sleepy at nighttime? You know, niggas just sleepy in the daytime. He said, Hank, you been getting sleepy at night? I said, he said, Hank, have you been getting sleepy? I said, hell no, nigga, no, I'm not sleepy at all. Not at all, I'm sleeping in the daytime at all. Look at my eyes, I got my eyes wide open in the daytime. I don't sleep at all in the daytime. I said, well, what kind of other symptoms did you have? Did you have any other symptoms? He said, yeah, man, at night, sometimes at night, my legs get real, real cold. I said, shit. He said, hey, at night, do your legs get real, real cold? I said, hell no. Shit, no. Matter of fact, I got hot legs, man. Fuck, they just call me Hot Legs Hank. That's what they call me. That's my nickname, Hot Legs Hank. The moral of this story, y'all, if you don't get the COVID, don't get the cold-ass legs. Don't get the cold legs. Hey, I'm going to bring up my homeboy, man. First of all, thank you, Carly Carr, for letting me come up here and do my thing, man. Appreciate y'all. Whittier.
Yeah, man, my Jesus is real, man. I'ma tell you what he brought me through. Jesus is real, since stupid to grass too. I used to be the dude walking around with the attitude. Now I'ma keep it real, tell you just what he brought me through. Been shot 5 times, and they thought they had got me too. Now I can take it back to my days on Figueroa. When I had him on the streets, man, I had him on the corner. Came up and bought a house, then I moved out to Corona. From the package I was slinging all the way to Arizona. Now Jesus is real, he done brought me through it all. And took a couple loss, I done took a couple falls. They even hit the pen, me and mother through them halls. And just to get the towel, had to walk through the fall. Now I can tell you more, and it's all gonna be real. The only way I'm here is, man, I had to take the deal. Now I can take my time and I can tell you how I feel. My Jesus is the only way, I got to keep it real.
Church and a death comedy jam.
Untouchable, I stay fitted to get it. Yeah, like Heathcliff Huxtable, cruising down the street in my 6'4". I walked the edge of the razor in pursuit of my dough. I was ruthless, I kept it rocking to the right side. My son had the east, so ain't a thing I won't try. Lifestyle I lived, it led to prison and back. I was feeling persecuted, yeah, like John the Baptist. My mama used to ask me, boy, when you go quit it? At the same time praying for me, hoping I get it. My soul was heavy burdened, I was short on faith. One night I heard the voice of God and I saw his son's face. Started praying for myself and got strong in the Lord, and now I reap a better harvest, way bigger than before. I wear the armor of the Father, ain't no need for a gun, cause I'm protected by the blood, cause now I'm walking with his son.
What's going on?
What's up, Big Hank?
Man, I can't call it.
What's happening with you, homie?
Everything good, man. You remember the testimony night?
Man, that night with Ricky Harris at that church.
Man, that's still on my mind heavy, man.
That blessed me, homie. When I seen y'all pull off, homie, I was just like, man, it just seemed like you were an angel already, man.
You were.
God is real.
That's what he did say, God is real.
James, it's Big Snoop Dogg. I'm here to let you know, don't you dare give up. Keep fighting. Your grandchildren need you. The world needs you. We never met in person, but you're the best person I know. So let's go. Keep fighting, Jay. Don't you dare stop. Snoop Dogg says so. Keep your head up and stay beautiful.
What's happening, beautiful people? This is Queen Jean. I wanted to say thank you for supporting our show, our YouTube channel, and our podcast. Our West Side Wednesdays, our Fabulous Fridays, and of course, our OG Sunday number one rated Fabulous Lowrider OG Show. Keep taking that ride with us. Peace and love.
Yeah, yay. We are back at it. G. Lou, my own boy, Hanks of the Gangster, Queen G, and Cousin Marcy. Hank, we got a special caller on the line, bro.
What?
Let me see, Queen. Let me see, who is this? Caller, hello.
Hey, Lil.
Hey.
It's Jane.
What's up, Jane?
Hey, Jane. How you doing?
Welcome, Jane.
First, I want to say thank you. Same to you guys. First, I want to say thank you. You played Jesus Is Real, and that made my night. And then you followed up with my Snoop Dogg thing. That was on time.
I thought I seen that number. I say that number looks familiar.
Yeah. So thank you, guys. I miss you all. I hope you're all well.
We miss you too, Jack. For real, man.
Yeah. And Hank, I just love you. You had me rolling with your comedy, so that was great.
Thank you, Jane. Appreciate it, sis. Really appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Yeah. And Jesus is real, for real.
All the time. Real, you already know it, man. That's the only way I'm here where I'm at.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Queen, I miss you. I love you.
Oh. I miss you, and I love you, too, sis. It's good to hear your voice. You know, we chat on social media, but it's nothing like hearing your voice, so...
Oh,
I love
you
as well. Stay blessed. Yeah, stay blessed.
You as well.
May your family
continue to be blessed. I'd be popping in, but I can't stay awake, so I listen for a little bit, and then I'm out.
give me some of that shit you on. Give me some of that. I can't stay awake.
Oh, baby, you don't want none of this. You don't want none of this seizure med stuff. You don't
give
want
me two
it.
Of that, give me two of that. I can't stay awake, man. Give me two of them. Give me two. Let me get two of them.
Yeah. But I'm sitting right up here watching your Lakers get their butts whipped by the Blazers.
Oh,
come on, man.
I ain't even talking about the Lakers right now.
Hey, cut her off.
Right.
Cut her off, G.
You're not even
going to
talk about the Lakers.
Cut her off. Oh, my God. I'm just the Trailblazers is so funny because Dame, he's
oh, you
telling,
in Oregon.
What's his name?
You're in Oregon,
yeah,
huh?
I'm in Portland.
Oh, Jane.
Yeah. I'm outside of Portland now, yeah. But he's
okay.
Dame is telling, what's his name, Berkeley? He said, I will kick your ass. And it's so funny because he always makes sure he opens his mouth so wide that you can see and tell what he's getting ready to say. But they're getting whipped. They brought LeBron in, but he ain't helping very much right at the moment. So, but we'll see.
Right,
but,
Thanks a lot,
Jane.
We really appreciate that.
Anyway, tell Alicia, I said, hey, what's up?
I will, baby. Baby Jane, say hi, baby. My wife, say hi.
Yeah, I just love seeing you guys. You're one of my favorite couples, no doubt.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you, Jane.
Yeah. Boss the Sloth, I just love seeing his stuff. So, y'all,
that's
keep
my
me
boy,
going,
man.
No
that's
doubt.
My,
boss is still bossy.
That's my boy.
He's still flossy.
That's my boy, man.
So, shout out to Flossy.
The ball.
Yep, y'all keep
ball
me going. And
all
Lou,
right,
thanks for doing your throwback from your trip. I appreciate that.
Oh yeah, thank you for appreciating it. Much love, Jay.
Yeah.
You already know it's all love.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Y'all have a good night.
Lakers making a run too, Jay. You just say that. You just say the Lakers making a run, though. The Lakers making a run right now.
Yeah, okay. It's still 19 points per quarter, but okay. I got you. Yeah, LeBron's trying. He's trying. All right. I love you guys.
All right, Jay. All right. Love
much
you.
Much love, Shane. Good night.
All right. Peace and love.
Good night.
Hey, good night. Let me do this one right here for the Queen Jean, because it's a family affair, right, Queen?
Yes, sir.
That's what we got going on. Let's go.
Oh, gee, Sundays, baby.
Yeah, what are they doing today?
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair. Family affair.
playing the best mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lu Show, presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G-Lu Show OG Sunday thanks its sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G-Lu, in 5, 4, 3, 2,
1. Yeah, yay. Check this out right here. I got to do this one for you Cowboy fans out there. I got to do it. OG Sunday.
Cowboys, girl. When I used to play shoot 'em up,
shoot 'em up, bang bang, baby.
Man, I seen this hoe tonight, man, and she looked like she was going through some problems. So I said, "Ho, you all right?" She said, "Yeah, I'm just hoeing through some shit right now." I said, "I'm just hoeing through some shit right now." I said, "I heard that, but get your own."
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree? This is G Lucho OG Sundays. What we're gonna do right here is take a quick break and bring Cousin Marcy in here with a sports update. Cousin Marcy.
Yay, yay, mic check 1212. We're gonna take y'all to Los Angeles a couple of days ago, y'all. Referees and security intervened to settle a confrontation as several Grizzlies players. They gathered on the sideline opposite their bench at Crypto.com Arena to approach Shannon Sharpe. Shannon Sharpe, who works as a commentator for Fox Sports, was escorted by security through the tunnel to a back hallway of the arena where he stayed for halftime before returning to his seat for the third quarter. Part of Sharpe's persona on his show, Undisputed, is celebrating his unbiased fandom of Lakers star LeBron James opposite his co-host, Skip Bayless, a notorious jazz critic. Sharpe has appeared on the show wearing a goat mask and James jersey, suggesting that James is the greatest player of all time, or GOAT, of the NBA. Sharpe granted ESPN a brief interview on his walk back to his seat before the second half. "They didn't want this smoke, Dave," Sharpe said. "They do all that talking and jockeying, and I ain't about that jockeying. It started with Dylan Brooks. I said he was too small to guard LeBron. He said, funk me. I said, funk you back. He started to come at me, and I said, you don't want these problems? And then Doc came out of nowhere talking. He definitely didn't want these problems. Then the dad came, and he obviously didn't want no problems. But I wanted anything they had. Don't let these fools fool you now." Later, the two embraced. What? Did y'all see that?
I seen it, I heard about it, and it was like, you don't want that. It's like them are some powerful words when they're being said, and if somebody say that, it's just like, man,
you man.
I mean, if you saying it and you mean it, you know what I'm saying? Because some people can just say it just to be talking shit, but if you know that they mean it when they saying it, you don't want it. What's going on, big bro?
Man, you know, I seen that shit too, man. And all of them jockeying, just like Shannon Sharpe, because all of them making too much money to beat up anybody in the midcourt to get sued for millions of dollars. So both
right.
of all of them jockeying, all of them bluffing, like... And when Shannon Sharpe was talking all that shit, he was waiting for the motherfucking ref to get in between, just like the basketball players. There was nothing in between them niggas. He was waiting for the ref to get in between him, and the other nigga was waiting for the ref. They was like, man, so they all jockeying. They ain't finna do nothing. They ain't finna hit nobody. They ain't finna do shit. I promise you that. The only one that fucked up and did, something was Willie McGinnis, my homeboy. He just beat somebody up in the club. They finna
sure
get seen that shit.
Yeah, that's tripped up.
But you know, when you humble like Willie, it's like, you see, the beast was just, they walk the beast up. That's just it. You know, people get things twisted. They think because you carry yourself
this way
or that way that you just don't have it in you. But
Willie,
man, that element of surprise is a cold beast. Yeah,
right.
That element of surprise is a cold beast. Like, that's some real shit, that element of surprise. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he sure did. They tried him, and he said, okay, all right.
Yeah, I got you.
I just found it funny.
Yeah.
They were, that he was really willing to go at, as I always am, how people do, like that. He was going after this guy's dad. Like, that's his family. Like, we're talking about a family affair. Like, yeah, like,
yeah.
You went crazy. Like, you can't do that. You did not want any smoke. He talked a good game, but, like I said, they wound up hugging by the end. So, y'all are absolutely correct. But, Queen, they don't fake that funk because you don't talk like that.
No. So listen, since we're talking about some of the current events or things that's going on, what do you guys think about the five police officers that killed that black brother, that 29-year-old brother, from a traffic stop? He ended up in the hospital. 3 days later, he was dead. And this happened in Memphis, Tennessee. Is anybody familiar with that topic?
Yeah. They tased him about 5 or 6 times, man. You can't tase a nigga that many times. How much electricity are you going to put in a nigga before you think he's going to kill over and die?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the English teacher. Yeah, that, that's it.
What happened with the brother? He got shot or something?
No, they beat him so bad, big bro. They beat him up in Memphis, Tennessee, 29 years old, traffic stop. And it was five black cops. And they beat him so bad, he ended up in the hospital, and he died 3 days later. Now, the brother you're talking about, he was visiting from Washington and up in L.A. visiting his family, and he was 31 years old. He was an English school teacher in Washington.
Right. And, there you go. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and they tased him like, and it was a car accident. But you know what they said they found in his system after they did the autopsy, so... You know, I don't know if that's just something to throw in there, but yeah, it's just it never stops. But
no,
for
not
me,
with us.
With the one in Memphis, the one for me in Memphis was because it was five black cops. You know, they did lose their job, and I think that they probably got charged with for murder for that brother, 29 years old.
That's crazy.
So that's why
that's
it's like.
Crazy. And it was a mass shooting yesterday in Monterey Park. It was a mass shooting yesterday over there in Monterey Park.
That was the Orientals.
Yeah.
For the Luna celebration. What about in Del Amo? Not the Del Amo swap meet, but the mall today. That standoff. You know, I was like, okay.
That was from the same dude.
That was him.
Torrance, I think.
Yeah,
that was the dude.
Him.
Yeah, Queen. That was the dude who did the mass shooting.
Really? That was at the Del Lago Mall?
Yeah.
He just traveled over. That's where they found him at. But he did the mass shooting over there in Monterey Park.
Okay. That's why it was a standoff. Okay.
Hey.
See, they be on a roll out there.
Hey, check this out. What's the trip? It's three people got shot up at Silverado Park, that park I be walking at.
Right.
Yeah, my daughter told me that today. But we didn't understand what happened. She only told me, asked me, did I hear about it? And I told her no. So what happened up there?
This peep game, check this out. So I used to walk up at Silverado Park. I've been walking up there for about, since I've been home for about 7-8 years, right? And like probably like about a month, maybe a half a month before the end of the year, probably like the middle of December, God told me to stop going up there and go to this other park. And I don't know if y'all remember, but I posted a picture where somebody had put like a Jason mask up under a tree and it was looking at me while I was doing my push-ups.
Yeah, I remember that post that you put up.
It was at a different park. So it wasn't that Silverado Park. It was at a new park I've been going to. So probably like the beginning of the year, I said, man, I like this park. This motherfucker's good, man. I just kept going. Nothing changed my mind. Nothing told me to start going back to Silverado. But just so happened that yesterday, three people got shot up here. That just let you know that God knew that about 2 months ago. He told me, stop going up there. Like, stop going up there. And so he saved me again, man. I just gave y'all testimony, man, what God could do for you if you listen
and
pay attention.
Amen to that.
I promise you that.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You have to listen and be obedient, you know. I don't mind the word obedient when it comes to God, you know. You got to be obedient. I'll take that word. You could tell me, you better be obedient to God, okay?
That's
I am.
That's for.
Yeah.
That's for. Yes.
Because you can't ignore it. You just can't. So, yeah, that was a testimony and a message, big bro. So thanks for sharing that, just to let people know, you know, you gotta be in tune. You gotta be in sync, just period. Just period. Yes, indeed.
Yep. It's a beautiful thing.
And Chris said, Rock, stop
congregate.
Fighting. Stop fighting. And that's all I gotta say.
Quit tripping.
Quit
tripping.
I ain't tripping no more. It really ain't worth my time. Right.
It really ain't worth the time, G. Lou. It truly isn't worth the time. You know, none of that. Tripping on no level. You just, some things you got to charge it to the game and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? You just got to charge a lot of stuff to the game nowadays and keep it pushing, especially when you know yourself. I'm not going to take no penitentiary chance for no stupid shit. I'm just not going to do that. So you charge that to the game because people will try to push you to the limit. They will just try to take you to up there. Even like in the streets, I was saying one day, you know, these youngsters, I'll speak for myself. If they would bump me, if I'm in the store, I would be like, excuse you? But you think I'm going to say that to a youngster now? It's a squad of them. No, I ain't going to say nothing to them. I'm going to charge that to the game. I'm going to take that little bump. Not nothing hard, but little that little bump. But for me, but for me, that little bump used to be like, you know what? What? You calling me out? What? You know what I'm saying? So I would speak on it. But now, because they'll squat up on you. All they got to do is put you down and start kicking you every which way. shots fired, all that. All that, you know, no, for real, you do.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, it's
you
real out
here
in the
handle
field.
Your business and turn it around.
I'm gonna say this before I go, man, and before we go. It was a cat, man. He owed me a few dollars. Probably, it wasn't not too long ago, man. He owed me a few dollars, man. And he wasn't putting me off, but he was kind of giving me a little game. Like, well, I put the money here, and you put the money there. I said, man, I'm not finna chase after no money. I ain't got to do it. I just wait till you give it to me. And it's been a couple of days, right? So the nigga finally gave me the money, right? And when he came over and gave me the money, he said, Big Hank, man, come on, man. He said, man, take the sweatsuit off and put your shower shoes back on, my nigga.
He said,
take your tennis shoes off and put your shower shoes back on, nigga. I'm really trying to give you money, man. I'm really trying to fuck you over, man. So just knowing that niggas know a nigga ain't playing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't be playing with a nigga's money, man.
Yeah. Right. It's real in the field, y'all.
Yeah, for real.
Check this out right here.
Come
on now. Queen Jean, musical supervisor. Let's do it like this right here. We got some announcements coming up next.
Nice.
Your personality has that charm and your love.
Yeah, yeah. Now we have Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
Hey, hey, hey. Listen, next week on Tuesday, our producer, G. Lou, will be on the Patio Politics podcast. Check it out next week on Tuesday. You can check that out on YouTube Live at 6 p.m. It's pre-recorded, but it's still live. So check that out next week, Tuesday, with G. Lou on the Patio Politics. And also follow them on IG, Writer for Life Films, and J. Fed, Ujima Village, and I Am Jasmine Denise. They're all affiliated, so check them out as well. And also catch our big brother Hank at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. He gives out free food, located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. It's all week, first come, first serve. And also they have their Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church, and Bible study every Wednesday at 12 noon on Facebook. So check that out. It's, you get your praise on, you can get the word, and also get a blessing of free food, all from St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. So praise God for Big Hank and the church. Also check out Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise Show that airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself, with G. Lou as co-host and sometimes Cousin Marcy. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. West Coast at 7 p.m. and East Coast 10 p.m. Also, founder Cynthia Nunn of Essence and Angels give away food every Saturday at 12 o'clock noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow her on IG as well at SNN Angels and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Also follow My Tribe Rise on IG. Check out their contents of everything that they are doing. Powerful organization. West of Heaven Hair Salon at 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107, that's in Culver City. She has been in business since 1998. Visit the website westofheaven.com to check out her services. It's the Valentine's Day coming up next month, so for your bakery, follow Shay Doe on Instagram. She's offering specials and cupcakes and classes now. Follow her on Instagram, and also Filthy Rich Banana Pudding. Follow her on Instagram as well. That's Tanya Ward, OG Banana Pudding, Caramel, Strawberry, Toffee, Oreo, Peach. And for delivery, 805-738-5943. As I stated, follow her on IG because she always have pop-ups to let you know where she's popping up at. Fun Diggity Funnel Cake. Follow on IG as well at FD Funnel Cakes and get further information. You can place a phone order at 562-235-2333. The last order is at 8:45 p.m., and they're open from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can also get the batter for funnel cake at Payless Foods, 620 El Segundo Boulevard, between Avalon and El Segundo, and also Miracle Market, 800 West Alonzo Boulevard in the city of Compton. Noramani Candles. Also follow IG as well for wax melts, candles, and room fresheners. Poison Ink Tattoos, 6693 Downey Avenue, Long Beach, California. Ask for Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG. So since it is the Valentine's Day coming up next month, Sir Winston's Cocktail Valentine's Cruise, February 11th. Boarding at 6:30 p.m., departing the dock at 7 o'clock p.m., and returning back at 9 o'clock p.m. That's at dock number 2, Rainbow Harbor, adjacent to the Aquarium Pacific at 100 Aquarium Way in Long Beach, California. Kind of pricey. The window table is $175 per person. The standard table is $150 per person. You can contact harborcruises.com for further information. They do have a live sax player, champagne greetings, and appetizers upon boarding. bottomless champagne, and assigned seating, 21 and over. Trap Poetry Jam, a sexy vibe, romantic Valentine's Day. Trap Poetry Jam style with amazing poets, celebrity guests, and a little R&B set with a live band. That's from 8 o'clock p.m. to 12 o'clock a.m. Dress code is enforced. That's February the 14th, R&B edition, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. The Vermont Hollywood at 1020 North Vermont. And also check out our website, theglueshow.com, where you can purchase all unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk Radio shows, and also the amazing catalog of G. Lou, which includes the latest project, 1122, and another one coming up shortly. So stay tuned for that as well. And also check out the G. Lou YouTube channel, where he has all his live shows that starts at 9:30 p.m. And shout out to our sponsors. Thank you for sponsoring the show. If you have any announcements, you can contact me, Jean B. Berkeley, on Facebook, or Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show on IG. And I think I took up enough of your time, so we're going to go ahead and get this music going. Happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday as well.
Queen Jean, man, another fantabulous report, man. Want to say you're doing your thing, man. You're getting more professional by the day. Keep doing what you're doing, sis. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, big bro. I appreciate you. I truly do.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much.
The Queen Jean News Report. That part
right there. That part right there. And with that being said, like the homie Flossie says, let's get in traffic.
Like bags and grass.
Well, I've got two lovers and I ain't ashamed. Two lovers and I love them both the same. Let me tell you about my first lover. He's sweet and kind and his mind on mine. He treats me good like
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 214 is now boarding at gate 12 for New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, Atlanta, and Miami.
Paris right over, just as soon as I read her letter. Hello, I don't know if there's still enough time left for me to get her, because
you are tuned into the number one rated Blog Talk Radio show with the Dopest Squad exploding the airwaves. The amazing J-Lo, the man himself, Big Flossy Will, he's just bossy. Hank the Gangster, he brings that gangster swag. And me, Queen Jean, who just sits on the throne and bring that energy. Live your truth and stay solid. Peace and love.
It's your boy, man, Vito, man, live and direct, man, right here, man, from South Central Los Angeles, man, a.k.a. Eastside Watts, man, and I'm right here, I'm with my boy G. Lou, man, on G. Lou Show, man, much love, homie, keep it popping, man, keep it lifting, man, keep on, keep killing them.
Check it out. Let me interlude right quick right here because I love this part when I can play this song. This is off the Queen Jean playlist. I'm musical supervisor for the evening. But I love this part right here when I can play this song because I am Lewis House, Mr. House, and love is a house. And you are in the house of love on Sunday nights, OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider, Odies, G. Lou Hayes of the Gangster, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, and G. Lou.
Just remember,
yeah, yeah.
The doors will always be open.
Look for the light.
Heaven is? I think heaven is you. You know that? Listen. A place where I can find happiness. A place close to your loveliness. Somewhere to rest my aching.
must be like this girl.
You know, man, I love what you're doing, G-Lou. You always got a channel in for folks to be able to reach out and speak and say something about their life and what they're doing and get some feedback. And back in the days, we didn't have that, and a lot of folks died because they couldn't get that help. They couldn't get that ear to listen. So now, today, 2019, we don't have that no more. We have a way where people can speak out and save just one life, G-Lou. You saved enough. So I love you, man. I love you, sister, for calling in and telling your story. Rev Ali is my name. If you ever see me anywhere, tap me on the shoulder. I got a hug for you. And if you need me, I'm there for you like what they call Zorro.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Means a lot.
Hold up. I think we got the Rev Ali with us. G-Hank.
Hey, what's up, G-Lou? You know
what
I'm saying?
Man?
Push up some water. You know what I'm saying? Where G-Hank at? Where G-Hank?
Nigga, you know where I'm at. Nigga, I'm right here.
That's why I pushed the one for G-Hank, my nigga, Yeah. Hey, where Flossie at, man? He found $40 lately?
Flossie
on hiatus still.
He on hiatus.
He still
That's
on hiatus.
You got D Hate.
Yeah.
You got D Hate, man. And is the Queen Jean
you
around? Where Queen Jean at?
Queen of
Yeah, there she go. There she go, Queen Jean. Hold your head up, girl. I got hugs coming from San Diego all the way to where you at. You know what I'm saying? And so it's there. And I love y'all. You know, I appreciate
Hold up, Rev Ali. We got somebody else. We got somebody else riding with us now. We got Cousin Marcy, man.
Oh yeah, Cousin Marcy.
Yeah.
Cousin Marcy. What's up, Cousin Marcy? She's over there with Tweed.
What's
you
up?
You over there with Tweed? You be riding. That's right, Cousin Marcy. Big sister, my nizzle. You know what I'm saying? And I really called to speak with G-Hank though.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my fedoras like his and my ties like his. So you know, what's up, Hank? You know, I need to. You got a dress in school or something?
Come on, man. You already know how I get down, man. I stay fly to God, man. Stay fly all the time, man. You do
All right, man. Y'all do your thing. I know you ain't got much time. I love you, G-Hang. I love you, Cousin Marcy. Love you, G-Lou. And love you, Queen
G.
And Ali, right here listening, man.
Have a good
one. Come on, man.
Well, love you back.
Like Davis and
Grammy.
Yeah.
Reverend Ali, man. That's Reverend Ali, man.
Let me love you, Rev. 100.
That's the red.
Yeah, yay. OG. Come on, Queen.
Best hugs from the red. Let's go. Michael Henderson.
can't come shining through, shining through. Catch a trolley speeding across the sky with just enough room for you and I. Let me love you. Let me love you. Let me love you. But if you're cloudy, I can't come shining, shining through you, shining, shining. Let me love you. Let me love you. Let me love you.
Beautiful, don't you agree? Hey, check this out right here, like.
I told you not to smile at me like that. You know what that does to me. What's that? You say you'd like to hear it anyway. Well, stop what you're doing for a minute while I tell you just how you make me feel. Girl like you, you work so hard and do all
I realized in order for me to really be free, hey, baby, you got to be by my side. Smile at me, baby, with a love from your face.
Your sweet kiss,
your sweet kiss, your sweet kiss. You just thrilled me, darling, yeah. I like to feel like this.
Stay with me.
Stay with me. Stay with me, baby. Make everything alright.
Be my love.
Be my love. Be my love. Be my love. Keep this thing up tight. And whether it be day or night, Lord, 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 no matter how rough. All the little trials of the day, a lot of things on my mind, yeah. Darling, you're next to me. But it's a sweet, sweet smile on your pretty face that makes everything seem to fall in place. What more could a man? Love be from your face.
Your sweet kiss.
Your sweet kiss. Your sweet kiss. It just fills me, darling. Yeah. I like to feel like this.
So check it out, y'all. You are listening to the G Lou Show, and this is DJ Clientele. It's hot. It's happening. It's popping. Tune in, and you're going to get a treat every single time. Word up.
Hey, check it out. We are back. OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies with me, G Lou, Queen Jean, the cousin Marcy, our newest addition, Big Heist of the Gangster, the OG, Insane in the Brain. And we about to, yes, we got a couple minutes left. So, you know, before we do that, we want to let everyone come in and speak, you know, speak to the congregation. So I'm gonna let my loved ones do that before we continue.
Hey.
No, something was something was happening.
What's cuz name?
Yeah,
hey.
Rerun would say. Rerun. Hey.
That was the homie Dwayne.
Oh yeah,
Dwayne,
with the
Dwayne.
Big natural. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one with
hey,
the
hey,
big afro.
Hey, that nigga got famous
right
off that because he couldn't. That nigga couldn't act. He couldn't do shit. All that nigga said was, hey, hey, hey. And got rich in the motherfucker, man. That nigga rich.
He did get rich off of that.
Wow.
Yeah, he did that. He did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go. We're going to let Cousin Marcy be the last one to take us out since
she's
new to the fam.
Yeah,
let's break her
tonight.
In.
Yeah,
we're going to let her
take us out.
Absolutely. So I just want to say peace and love to everybody. Great show. No O's. Great show. Welcome to the fam, the squad, Cousin Marcy. No O's. You got to take us out.
No O's.
Like I came and come out, hey. We both lost right now.
I got you.
Peace and love to everybody. Great show. Blessings to your families. Everybody, blessings to your families. Say a prayer for my family, and I'll say a prayer for your families as well. Ashe.
I'm gonna slide in. I'm gonna slide in before Hank come in. I'm gonna just come in and say my famous words. I love y'all. Thank you for the love and support. I love everyone. Thank you for rocking with us and riding with us every Sunday night. We are here. It don't stop and it won't stop. You dig? And I like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K.
Man, come on with it. Come on with it. Hey, well, I'm gonna get out the way too, man. Y'all already know, man. God has seen you through your valley just so he'll see how you react. If you turn to him, you come to him. You dig what I'm saying? So live life like God is watching and everything will be all right. That poor.
That part, amen.
Yeah. Marcy, it's on you to take us out of here, cousin.
All right, all right.
Come on, man.
All right, all right. Let me make sure y'all can hear me. Y'all can hear me loud and clear. I want to say thank you again, G. Lou, Queen Jean, Big Hank. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. What I want to say just to get on out of here, today is January 22nd, 2023. Tomorrow is the 23rd, so I'm going to give you 23 points to take with you in this week, okay? I'm not going to number them all, but I'm just going to go down the list until I get done.
Wow.
I am successful. I am confident. I am powerful. I am strong. I am getting better and better every day. All I need is within me right now. I wake up motivated. I am unstoppable force of nature. I am a living, breathing example of motivation. I am living with abundance. I am having a positive and inspiring impact on the people I come into contact with. I am inspiring people through my work. I'm rising above the thoughts that are trying to make me angry or afraid. Today is a phenomenal day. I am turning down the volume of negativity in my life while simultaneously turning up the volume of positivity. I am filled with focus. I am not pushed by my problems. I am led by my dreams. I am grateful for everything I have in my life. I am independent and self-sufficient. I can be whatever I want to be. I am not defined by my past. I am driven by my future. I use obstacles to motivate me to learn and grow. For tomorrow, the 23rd day, for everyone out there, today will be a productive day. And with that, that's all Cousin Marcy has to say. Thank you all again.
Okay.
Rapping ass Cousin Marcy. She was rapping all the way to the end. She rapped that moment all the way.
Cousin Marcy.
That's a great affirmation, Cousin Marcy. Thanks for the affirmation.
Thank you. And I'll see you all. When will we be back, Queen? Me and you and G-Lu on Friday, actually, while I was sitting here on already got something I want to show you all. So I was just sitting here working, and I'm just looking forward to many more great shows to come. I had a lot of fun as usual tonight.
There it is. Cousin Marcy, y'all. Airport right
with
there. We love y'all.
Love
and respect. Everyone have y'all
business.
A great
Cousin
week. With the business on. Everyone out there have a great week, man.
Peace and love.
Keep God first. Stay prayed up and stay out the way. That being said, we love y'all.
Stay
peace.
Out the way. Peace.
Check us out in after hours tonight.
Oh.
If the loneliness is where I am today, without you standing right here by my side, well, I can do.